Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying the next in the series of Songs of the B'nai Korach, Tehillim, Perek Mem Zion 47, an uplifting and celebratory mizmor. Much of the prakim that we have seen of B'nai Korach were songs of the future, and here we have yet another song looking forward to the time of Mashiach. Perek Mem Vav 46, if you recall, was a perek about the Chevle Mashiach, the turmoil that will occur before Mashiach's arrival, and how we hope to be spared from that turmoil, and that the city of Yerushalayim will be spared. God can stop wars and destruction at any point, and when the war of Gog and Magog comes to a halt, that point in time will herald Mashiach. And when that happens, the entire world will accept Hashem as their God, which is the very event that Perek Mem Zion depicts. It is Hashem's coronation upon the arrival of Mashiach. This is a familiar perek, since many congregations recite this 7 times before blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning. And when you go through the perek, you will see that there are references to the blasts and sounds of the shofar. We have images of Hashem sitting on his throne, which conjures up the concept of Hashem sitting in judgment. In addition, while there is a celebratory tone with a lot of fanfare, the tone is also balanced with a sense of awe and reverence, which dovetails with the theme of Rosh Hashanah, which is the acceptance of Hashem as the Melech, Malchei Hamlachim, the King of Kings. We are Mamlich Hashem, and we know that we are being judged, hence the sense of fear. But that fear is balanced with the knowledge that Hashem is also Kel Rachum V'Chanun, the God of mercy, which brings us a sense of joy and celebration. This within this perek, there are a lot of references to the pomp and circumstance, since it is an allegorical coronation, as we said, like that of a human king, a Melech Basar V'Dam. The imagery is to evoke feelings of pride and honor as we celebrate this coronation of Hashem. And the truth is that this perhaps is a very good example of where the Rambam cautions us to not ascribe any human characteristics to God. God is not corporeal. Hashem is beyond form. Hashem is beyond emotions. Yet, as we know, the Tanakh has plenty of references to Hashem's hand, as in Yad Chazakah, Zro Netiyah. We have examples of Hashem's quote-unquote emotions, so to speak. His anger, his compassion, his preferences. But the Rambam makes it clear that any references throughout Tanakh to human emotions or human form are used allegorically only, so that we can somehow relate to Hashem's existence. And the only way we can do that is by relating to something physical. Obviously, a very deep and extensive philosophical concept, but something to keep in mind as we continue our study. So when we read the perek, the words paint a picture of this huge mass of people, the Jewish nation and the world at large, that are gathered to pay homage to their king, to our king, Hashem Avinu Malkeinu. What a sight. The nations are finally united, not under the banner of the modern misnomer of the United Nations, but the authentic United Nations. Every nation will clasp hands with each other and shout sounds of celebration to Hashem. So in Pasuk Beis, Kol Ha'amim Tik'u Chaf, Ha'ril Elokim B'Kol Rina, everybody, all the peoples will clasp hands together, will raise a joyous shout to Hashem. Here the Lashon of Tik'u Chaf is understood as clasping hands together, but the wordplay of Tekia, right, Tik'u Chaf, Tekia, is noteworthy. It's a reference to the Tekia blast of the shofar. We also have the word Hariu, Hariu Lelokim, shout sounds of joy, but this is also a reference possibly to the Trua blast of the shofar. The nations are clasping hands together because they realize that God is on high and he is the king over the land in Pasuk Gimel. Ki Hashem Elyon no ra, melech gadola kol haaretz. It's not just the Jewish people who are being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, who are accepting the heavenly royalty of Hashem, but the nations are doing so as well. In Pasuk Dalit, for Yadber Amim Tachtenu Ulumim Tachas Ragleinu, Hashem will lead nations under us and people under our feet. The Malbim actually points out on Pasuk Gimel, Ki Hashem Elyon No Ra Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. He points out that unlike some schools of thought which maintain that, yes, God created the world, but subsequently left the world to run on its own, we proclaim the opposite, Melech Gadol al kol ha'aretz, that God is the king over all of the land. He has supervised it from the beginning of time and continues to do so with every single aspect and minutia of what goes on in the world. We move on and our focus shifts back and forth from the nations to the Jewish people, from the universal aspect of the time of Mashiach to the Jewish-centered aspect of Mashiach. So in Pasuk 5, Hey, Bachar lanu es nachalaseinu es gaon Yaakov asher ahev selah. And look what takes literally center stage of this parak, a pasuk about the land of Israel as the land that is designated for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem has chosen our portion, namely Eretz Yisrael, because it is the pride of Yaakov, the land that was promised to Yaakov. The parak continues to describe the celebration of this divine coronation. There's a sense of excitement. There's like this welling up of pride and awe as we describe Hashem allegorically moving upwards. Hashem sits on his throne and as he's sitting on his throne, the sounds of trumpets and shofros are blown in this royal coronation. Pasuk Vav 6, Allah Elokim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar, Hashem ascends amidst the blowing and amidst the shouts of joy, Hashem ascends with the blast of the horn. This image of Hashem ascending and being coronated brings more inspiration. And now the Meshoar is instructing the audience, let us sing and create new music and new song and new inspiration so that we mark this feeling not by mere prose or regular speech, but by song and music, which is a higher level than speech. Because as we know, music and song are able to fill the gaps that quote unquote mere speech leaves us with. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkeinu Zameru, sing to Hashem, our King. And in Pasuk Ches 8, we must sing because God is acknowledged by all as the God of the land. And anyone who truly understands the implication should sing. Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim, Zamru Maskil, because Hashem is the King over all of the land. He is our God. And therefore sing, O Enlightened One, a Maskil. Did you ever experience something or witness something when you understood what was really going on, or you understood the backstory of an interaction? You grasped something in a much deeper way than maybe those around you. Somehow you were more perceptive than others. This is the maskil. Sing because you really understand what is happening. You will realize that world events and personal events that only seemed random and incomprehensible are now understood. This is the joy that the maskil from Seichel understands. Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer cites a beautiful idea by the Otzar Nechmad in the Art Scroll Tehillim that Zamru is in the tzivoy form. It's a command, but it's in the plural grammatical construct. It's the Lashon Rabim. It's a command to the masses of people to sing. Yet the word maskil, O Enlightened One, is in the singular form, Lashon Yachid, because in reality, everyone can compose his own song, so to speak, because each man's comprehension of God's glory is so unique to him or her. All of this celebration, says Rav Hirsch, is due to the newfound understanding of the nations as well as the Jewish people, who finally recognize Hashem and his Torah. And that contrary to the misconception that a life of Torah is a joyless life, a life of shackles, a dark life, what we say is no, not at all. Once he joins in the covenantal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he experiences immense joy at the purpose of life. And this is cause for song and music. Because after all, in Pasuk 9, Tess, Malach Elokim al Goyim, Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kacho. Hashem reigns the nations. Hashem sits on his allegorical throne. And in Pasuk Yud 10, the nobles of the nations are gathered to join in this coronation and associate with the God of our forefather Avraham. Nedive Amim Ne'asafu Am Elokei Avraham. Ki Elokim Maginei Eretz Me'od Na'ala. Wow, that is powerful, and it certainly makes sense with all the references to the horns and the shofros and Hashem as king to say this on Rosh Hashanah, where it is a day where we crown Hashem as king. And while this parak is certainly a messianic parak as well, and describes the excitement that we look forward to, It is also a perek that describes being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. We can read this on a regular day and transform that day into a day on which we realize we accept the ol malchus shamayim. We accept Hashem's heavenly kingship, no matter where we are, no matter what time of day, or what part of history we may find ourselves in. On Rosh Hashanah, we highlight this aspect of our relationship with Hashem, but in reality, we can be mekabel ol malchus shamayim every day, which in fact, we should be doing. For example, when we say Shema, that's what we are doing. We are accepting Hashem as King. Every day, we renew our allegiance to Hashem. So let's spend a couple of minutes on this concept of being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, which is actually different than being mekabel the ol mitzvos, the acceptance of the yoke of the commandments. They're two different aspects of our service to Hashem. Because before we can accept Hashem's mitzvos, literally commandments, we need to accept him as our king. In Parshas Yisro, when referencing the first of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, the Medrash uses a mashal of a new king who arrives at his new kingdom, and he's asked by his servants to enact decrees, enact the laws of the land, to which the king responds, no, first accept me as your king, then I will make decrees. Lo, kishi kablu malchusi egzar alehem gezeros. Which is why, says the Medrash, the first of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem. And thereafter, only thereafter, are the other Dibros mentioned. Because first we have to accept Hashem as our God, and then we take on the Ol of Mitzvos. So there's Ol Malchus Shamayim versus the Ol of Mitzvos. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos asks why we say the paragraph of Shema, Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, before the paragraph of V'haya Im Shamoa. Lama Kadma Shema Le V'haya Im Shamoa. Ella Kadei Sheyikabel Alav Ol Malchus Shamayim Tchila V'achar Kach Yikabel Alav Ol Mitzvos. First, we accept the Ol Malchus Shamayim, which is stated in the paragraph of Shema, and only thereafter we accept the responsibility of the mitzvos, which is stated in the paragraph of V'haya Im Shamoa. And when we bow down in our davening, what we are doing is we are submitting ourselves to God. Our heads, the seat of our intellect, are bowed in subservience to Hashem. And this is different than being mekabel, being accepting the responsibility of the mitzvos. Even when we are not actively engaged in any act of a mitzvah per se, our every action, when done with the right intention, is a testament to our acceptance of Hashem as our king. So when we eat or sleep or get dressed, for example, everything I do throughout my day, when these acts are done with the intention of doing them for the sake of God, for example, I'm sleeping so that I can gain strength to do the mitzvos, this is being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Emir to Hashem, we should see the day when this sentiment is universal. Kol ha'amim tikuchaf hariu lelokim bekol rina. So that we can be part of that incredible symphony of horns and shofros and musical instruments and voices as we stand in unison with one another and with the nations of the world as we coronate Hashem as king with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.